Hello, everybody, and welcome to Get Lit Minute, your weekly podcast for all things poetic, poetry, and poets. This series is produced by Get Lit Words Ignite, a nonprofit organization that uses poetry and spoken word to increase literacy and empower young people. My name is Jasmine Minchez, and in this podcast, we focus on the lives, history, and works of classic poets and modern-day contemporary poets. And today, we're going to be talking about Elisa Marie Gonzalez, a queer Puerto Rican poet, essayist, and fiction writer. She was born and raised in Northern Ohio, one of eight brothers and sisters in a devout Christian household. Gonzalez's family was poor. There wasn't always enough food, and she and her siblings shared one room. She grew up studying the Bible in Sunday school, providing a chorus of literary and cultural touchstones that still quietly pervade her writing. But the reading she sought out on her own terms was more transformative still. In her Q&A with the Rona Jaffe Foundation, Gonzalez recalls reading Louise Gluck's introspective 1980 poetry collection, Descending Figure, in the summer when she was 12 years old, a moment of monumental awakening in the young poet's life. Or as Gonzalez herself puts it so eloquently, it redrew her. But it wasn't until some years later that she dedicated herself to writing her own stories. A first-generation college student, she started writing in earnest when she signed up for her first poetry workshop as an undergraduate at Yale University, where Louise Gluck herself was a professor of English and poetry. Gluck, who won the 2020 Nobel Prize in Literature, became one of Gonzalez's most influential mentors at Yale. Gonzalez graduated from Yale University with her bachelor's degree in English Language and Literature in 2011, and went on to earn a master's degree in creative writing from New York University in 2015. Beginning in 2016, she spent over a year as a Fulbright Scholar in creative writing in Warsaw, Poland, studying the life work of prominent post-war poet and author Zbigniew Herbert. Thanks to her extensive knowledge of Herbert and his peers in the Polish post-war generation of poets, Gonzalez has made valuable contributions to the field of critical study around contemporary Polish poetry. After completing her Fulbright year, she returned to the U.S. and settled in Brooklyn, New York to continue her work as a poet. Gonzalez earned prestigious fellowships from the Norman Mailer Center, Bread Loaf Writers Conference, and the Rolex Foundation. And in 2020, she won the Rona Jaffe Foundation Writers Award in Poetry, a competitive grant supporting women writers at the outset of their creative careers. She is currently working towards publishing her first full collection of poems. She is also developing a few other projects, including a full-length novel and a polyvocal poem inspired by interviews with her mother and four sisters. She cites travel as the unifying force behind her first book and is playing with islands in Greece, Puerto Rico, and within the self as metaphors for exploring identity and isolation. And her individual poems and essays have thankfully already been published extensively, appearing most recently in The New Yorker, Washington Square Review, and The Yale Review. Today, we're very fortunate to be reading Gonzalez's poem titled Failed Essay on Privilege. It was originally published online and in the print edition of The New Yorker on November 4th, 2019. She also shared this poem on The New Yorker Poetry Podcast with Kevin Young in April 2020 on an episode titled Elisa Gonzalez Reads Cesla Milos. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely give that episode a listen. Failed Essay on Privilege is raw, autobiographical, and extremely self-aware. Gonzalez is writing from her own personal experience as a student at Yale University, an Ivy League school with one of the most privileged student bodies around by any traditional definition of the word. A 2017 study in the New York Times on economic diversity and student outcomes at various schools in the U.S. found that the median family income of a Yale student is $192,600. Nearly 70% of the student body comes from the top 20% of the nation by the barometer of wealth. The wealth and unimpeachable financial security those numbers describe is not the world Elisa Gonzalez knows. In interviews about her art, she has spoken about the financial challenges of working as a creative without a safety net. Discussing her writing process with the Rumpus, she says very honestly, quote, "I feel that writing needs no nourishment apart from persistence, if you mean, how is the production of writing sustained? Simply by doing, redoing, etc. This is hard because money exists in tension with time, and financial precarity, for instance, competes with the preservation of the time to persist. Obligation in general runs counter to writing for me. I am fortunate right now to have time, but haven't always been so. For years, my primary ritual has been to claw time back from various obligations, with greater and lesser degrees of resentment and success." End quote. And then there's Yale. The environment was so unlike anything she had experienced before. so far from what she knew and the circumstances that had shaped her life. In this poem, she grapples with her lingering guilt at having left that home behind for the opportunities that prestigious higher education promises to a chosen few. I can't begin to describe the complex feelings that are born of that seismic change. But lucky for us, Gonzalez definitely can. You can hear her voice so clearly here, speaking in a style that's almost prosaic. She punctuates her lines like traditional sentences, true to the title's reference to an essay. But listen for the alliteration, the repetition, the deft inclusion of borrowed language. They make this poem truly sing. This is Failed Essay on Privilege by Elisa M. Gonzalez. I came from something popularly known as nothing. And in the coming, I got a lot. My parents didn't speak money, didn't speak college. Still, I went to Yale. For a while, I tried to condemn. I wrote, "Let me introduce you to evil." Still, I was a guest there. I made myself at home. And I know a fine shoe when I see one. And I know to be sincerely sorry for those people's problems. I know to want nothing more than it would be so nice to have. And I confess, I'll never hate what I've been given as much as I wish I could. Still, I thought I of all people understood Aristotle, what is and isn't the good life. Because I wrote, privilege is an aggressive form of amnesia. I left a house with no heat. I left the habit of hunger. I left a room I shared with 7 brothers and sisters I also left. Even the good is regrettable, or at least sometimes should be regretted. Yet to hate myself is not to absolve her. I paid so much for wisdom, and look at all of this. Look at all I have. That poem is absolutely anything but failed. But maybe it's because this poem can't end with a period. Instead, Gonzalez chooses a long dash, a signal that she has so much more to say beyond what's on the page. A story like this one can't be so easily contained. This poem meanders on a train of thought tied together with little qualifiers. And, still, yet. But then, privilege is an aggressive form of amnesia. Maybe words from another essay long ago, a useful saying that often holds true but isn't doomed to be the last word in this reflection. Instead, the stanza that immediately follows is a brutal barrage of reminders of what's been left behind. I left, over and over. She is not forgotten and she is not seeking absolution. Instead, she is learning how to hold 2 worlds within herself. And I just feel so grateful for her eloquence in articulating an experience that will either sound all too familiar or make you pay attention. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us on all things Elisa Marie Gonzalez. Make sure that you share this podcast with your friends and family members, and we will see you guys next week. Bye. Get Lit Minute is a production of Get Lit Words Ignite. This podcast is produced by Samuel Curtis and executive produced by Diane Luby Lane. This episode was researched and written by Mila Erko Frank. Blake Emerson is our digital editor, and our editorial advisor is Lauren Beebe. Special thanks to the entire GetLit staff and donors who make this work possible, the teachers who use this podcast to educate their students, and to all students of life everywhere for tuning in and spending time with us today. If you want to hear more, check out the rest of our episodes on our website, getlit.org. That is GETLIT.org. See you there.